Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Prayer versus presumption. In 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 15, we read, "As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move out to battle, because that will mean God has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." Tradition, tradition. I recall hearing those words sung by Tevye in the movie Fiddler on the Roof. Before we become too critical, it is well to consider how often we rely on tradition rather than prayerful guidance to determine our course of action. Think of the number of times we have said or heard, "We have always done it that way before." Just prior to today's scripture verse, David had inquired of the Lord about going to battle against the Philistines. In response to that question, the Lord told David to go. The Philistines were defeated because the Lord had gone before them. In today's passage, the answer was not the same as before. Now the Lord instructed David to not proceed directly against this new armed threat, but to circle around behind and wait for the sound of the marching in the balsam trees. David obeyed, and God brought about a great victory. God does not use the same methods each time to accomplish His will. He wants us to inquire of Him each and every time there is a decision to be made. Why? It is to demonstrate our total reliance on Him, so that He will receive the honor. In these perilous times, we need to faithfully inquire of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 should always be in our heart. "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Do not presume to know how God works or what His plans are for your life. Instead, go to Him in prayer and stay there until you hear from heaven, then obey. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.